All right, we're back for our second preview of a division series. This time, we're discussing the National League Division Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Al, I'm here with Allison Futter to preview all of these. Allison, we're all still a little reeling from that crazy Diamondbacks-Rockies game where every single strange thing that could happen could possibly happen, including Archie freaking Bradley hitting a triple. I feel like that's one of the stranger things I've actually seen in a postseason game for a long time, particularly when he gives up two runs the next inning. The problem with that, of course, for the Diamondbacks, it was a very nice win. They're very happy, but it completely screwed up their whole rotation. They used their best two starters just to win that one game. I understand why they did it. You have to win that game. Otherwise, we're talking about the Rockies and the Dodgers right now. But man, unless they're going to put Robbie Ray out there on 2 days rest, I didn't pitch a full game, but still, 2 days rest in a game two, the Diamondbacks all of a sudden look like their whole postseason. The thing that scared you about the Diamondbacks as a division series team, which is that rotation being so deep, all of a sudden looks very diminished.
Yeah, no. When you have that's the disadvantage, right? To having to play that extra game just to get into the playoffs, which is why the other teams have such an advantage. I still think that they're going to be okay against the Dodgers, but certainly, I mean, we really weren't talking much beyond Ray and Greinke in terms of what the starting rotation has to offer. And I guess you really don't need a ton more than that, especially if you're Archie Bradley doing what he does. But I don't know. I know the Dodgers kind of got it together, toward the end of the season. And I know that they won 103 or whatever games. I just look at that Diamondbacks team. I'm like, I don't know. This seems to be kind of it seems destiny that they're just going to what everyone thinks like would be like the worst thing for the Dodgers possibly to happen, which is to knock the Dodgers out of the division series. And you sort of feel like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, the Allison Futter Dodger skepticism is like 3 years strong now. And for the record, you keep being proven right by them. Like every time you go down the Dodgers, you go all over the Dodgers. I'm like, for crying out loud, like there she goes again. The Dodgers are so good. Why doesn't she like the Dodgers? And then they crap out in the playoffs again, and I look like an idiot. So that keeps happening every single time. To me, the concern about the Dodgers, I feel like particularly if Ray, I feel like the Dodgers. I mean, the Diamondbacks pushing Ray to start game two. He literally just pitched yesterday. And that would be on Saturday. That'd be 2 days rest. Ray's a guy who's had injury problems in the past. It just seems wary for me to do that. If they don't do that, that kind of puts some pressure on the Dodgers, because then you basically need to win those first two games at Dodger Stadium. Otherwise, you're facing the two Diamondback aces on the road with the chance to be eliminated if you lose one of those first two. So if the Diamondbacks can sneak out one of those first two, I think, particularly if Ray starts game four and Greinke starts game three, that I think puts a real that makes it very scary for the Dodgers, particularly because Kershaw has not been Kershaw since he's come back. He's been good. He's been fine. But he hasn't been Kershaw, and I think this is the Dodgers thing, right? Like, this is like when they got to have Kershaw. Kershaw is the one that they always, I always think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series and get the playoffs because they have Clayton Kershaw. And Kershaw has generally been good in the playoffs. It's not like he's flopped, but he hasn't been Clayton Kershaw. And I think they need him to be Clayton Kershaw. And that's the thing that worries about this. I still feel like that rotation mix puts the Dodgers in a good enough spot to win those first two games. But if the Dodgers lose one of those first two, I have to tell you, I'm pretty nervous.
Yeah, no. I'm not as down on Kershaw as I think other people are, because I think that he gets a bad rap at the same time. I just won one of the playoff games, whatever year it was, when it was an elimination game. And I mean, the Dodgers bullpen was terrible. The Dodgers bullpen couldn't get anybody out. They blew things left and right. And so Mattingly was managing, and he had to keep Kershaw in. He just didn't have anybody else to go to. And it was just like the narrative after that, because Kershaw gave up a couple runs like in the seventh inning. I mean, he was, just the pitch count was just compiling. And I was like, if they didn't have if they didn't have these kind of flaws, then the legacy is completely different. And so I always feel like Clayton Kershaw is going to be nails going out there. I don't have any worries about him. I just think about like what the Dodgers are right now, which is like a pretty good team.
Yeah.
But they're just not scary. And I think that the Diamondbacks are pretty scary right now.
Yeah. And Seager being hurt is worrisome. He's not 100% right now. And he kind of makes them go. It is funny that Dodgers team that was so great, It's like when you saw when they went on that losing streak. The funny thing about it is they weren't losing like 3-2 games in really tough luck fashion. Like they were kind of getting wiped out a little bit. They really did look like an entirely different team. They pulled it back a little bit toward the end of the year, but I think there's reason to be concerned. That said, generally speaking, the NLDS is not what the problem is for the Dodgers. Generally speaking, they're able to get this. They're not like the Nationals who just need to get over that hump. The Dodgers are a team that generally does okay in the NLDS. I still feel like they can win those first two games and put the Diamondbacks in a tough spot. I think in that rotation mess up did hurt them. Ultimately speaking, I am picking the Dodgers in four because as anyone that's listened to this podcast knows for a long time, I think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series every year. Allison thinks the Dodgers aren't that good, and Allison always wins. Allison always wins this contest, so I should just see. I'm assuming from the way you've talked, you're picking the Diamondbacks.
I'm picking the Diamondbacks in five. In I do five, think it's going to be an interesting series, but I think the Diamondbacks are going
to
win it.
Oh, that would be so mean to those Dodgers fans to come this far and have them lose in game five. All right, Allison, we'll be back to preview the league championship series when they come down. You're in Houston. Have a great time at the game today. I think the game will be starting from the time that people listen to this. So know that when you're watching the game, Allison is there enjoying it. Allison, thank you for your time. We'll be back probably next week to preview some championship series games.
Okay, thanks, Will.
Okay, have a good one, everyone. We'll be back to tomorrow with Eric Malinowski talk about his new book about the Golden State Warriors. Have a great one. Enjoy the games.